Good day, everyone. How are you all doing?
Fine.
We're not really doing good. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
You love the Lord?
Yes.
All right, let's do some sermon here. The sermon title I have, I'm doing a little backwards. I'm going to do the title first and then talk about it. The emptiness of Hinduism. Not Hinduism, Hinduism. What did you say? What did Pastor say? What was that word? I never heard that before. Hinduism, the pursuit of pleasure. This is a theoretical theory that pleasure is the satisfaction of personal desires, and that this is the highest good and power to aim for all human life. It feels good to me, then it is good to me. When it brings pleasure to you, it's good for you. Well, to the human ears, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? We throw all the rules away. We don't have to worry anything, because if it feels good, then it's good, right? No. When we think about this use of the Bible as our reference point, there is so much wrong with this theory. And we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 2, 1 through 11 to clarify why this concept is wrong. And I don't have the little notes up there today, I apologize. Verses 2 through 1. I'm not going to read all the verses again, but verses 2 through 3. If you look back through your Bible or remember what was up there, pleasure. Pleasures of the world. You know, pleasure in itself is not evil. God gave us an understanding of pleasure. But when pleasure takes the place of God, then that pleasure is a sin. Is it a sin to have once in a while a drink of alcoholic beverage? For some, it is. For some, even one sip is total destruction of their life. For others, a drink from time to time is not. I'm not going to encourage you to go out and buy a bottle of whiskey or a six-pack. By the same token, I'm not condemning you if you do. But when you have taken this in excess, then there are issues. When it becomes a need to have it, then sin has gained control of your life. How about drugs? You know medications and drugs? Medications are there to help us if we use them correctly. I personally take a lot of medications just to stay alive. But drugs, which are made for good, can be misused. And illegal drugs are illegal for a reason. To say, I will not take any medication because some drugs are bad or misused, is condemning a concept when there's a good. But the abuse of any drug is a sin and can very quickly become your God. Those who seek the worldly pleasure believe, if it feels good to me, then it must be good. And it's okay for me. I don't care if you don't like it. You don't have to do it. It's good for me. Well, that's the world. They seek the pleasures of alcohol, drink, or enjoyment. But there's no enjoyment without the drink. But where is the joy and the fulfillment brains issues from the night before. Then the next day, we need to repeat the process of what we did last night. And it's a continuous downward spiral. Those who use drugs for enjoyment soon find they need to find other ways to pay for the drugs because they've gone way out of control. And they can no longer function without the drugs. You go to those who they go to those who they call friends. And they stay around and they enjoy each other at the party. But when you don't want to use the drugs, they don't want anything to do with you. They don't want anything to do with the alcohol, they don't want anything to do with you. Or when the money's gone, they disappear. I tell you the truth, it is so wonderful, and I love getting high on the Holy Spirit. I had some concerned looks, so I finished that sentence. There's no negative effects, and everything is great. I can draw close unto God, and He will draw near unto you. Immerse yourself in God, and be amazed at what He does for your soul. Be careful when you go out and decide to test yourself with worldly pleasures. The physical pleasures of the world are empty periods of happiness, leaving a deep feeling of emptiness afterwards. The pleasures of the world are not permanent, but leave an empty loneliness even in a crowd. But the joy of the Lord fills that emptiness permanently, for God made that emptiness in His image, and only He can fill it. For all the joys of Christ are not temporary. They're not even forever. They last for all eternity. So don't follow the paths of pleasures of the world, which leaves you unfulfilled, empty, and alone. But seek the joy of Jesus, our Lord and God. And remember, salvation, true peace, and eternal companionship is in Christ alone. My point two, verses 4 through 6. This is talking about the property and everything. There's nothing wrong with owning property, or growing your own food, or growing orchards. Property unto itself is not a sin. But when it consumes your spirit and replaces God, then it is a sin. Work's not a sin. In fact, the Bible tells us that He told Adam as he left the garden, you will go out and work the land 6 days a week, and it will beat you down, paraphrasing. Oh, sometimes, I hear my wife, sometimes comes home from work, and it sure feels terrible. You've had a bad day or a bad week, long hours, and your demands are high, and your recognition is just not there. But work of itself is not a sin. We are to work, and go out and work. Don't work in your heart for your boss. You are working for your boss, but not in your heart. In your heart, work as if you are working for God, and that emptiness will be filled. For it is God we serve, not our master. But some seek to fill that empty void with work. They spend all the hours of the day to gain wealth. wealth and fame. But late at night, what is there? Emptiness. Loneliness. Only emptiness and filling with incompleteness follows you tomorrow. You have to try even harder, and still there is only emptiness at night. Then as your life comes towards an end, you look back over your life. Why didn't I spend more time with the other people, with my family, with my children? For your wealth and fame, what is there late at night or at the end of your life? There is a fear of losing everything you worked so hard for. There is an emptiness in your soul, no peace, no joy. Work will never fill that empty void. Only God can fill that void. God fills you with joy. Even when you are in terrible times and distress, you can have joy in your heart. Remember, happiness is an emotion. Joy is a state of being. And not only do you work with joy in your heart, you get to put your treasures where they can never be stolen, never taken away, never rust, bust, or collect dust. Place your treasures in heaven. As you work with the Lord, the joy of the Lord in your heart, and storing your treasures in heaven, there is no emptiness, no loneliness, no fear. Seek God with all your heart. Seek God and look for your goals to glorify God in your work, not yourself. And He will provide all your needs. Now, there's nothing wrong with working. Sometimes you have to put in long hours, sometimes you have to put in overtime. I'm talking about when you make it your life. How about wealth and possessions? Verses 7 through 10. Is money a sin? No. That's one of the most misquoted verses of the Bible that's written nowhere in the Bible. Money is the root of all evil. That's not an example. The love of money is the root of all evil. You can acquire all the wealth of the world. I'm sorry, I said down the page. You can acquire all the wealth of the world. Multiple homes. One for every season. People will work for you. They seek to bring you happiness and give you every desire of your mind because they don't want to get fired. People admire you for all you have, but they are only looking at your wealth, not at you. You feel unsafe and insecure because I could suddenly lose all this. And where would I be? Empty and destitute. Now you need more and more to protect what you already have. The fear is there that it's not forever. But build up your treasures in heaven. Seek Christ, where all your treasures can never be destroyed, never taken away from you. God will fill that void in your life. And when you have to work for that difficult loss, put Christ first and remember to pray for Him. When you have to put in them long hours, remember what come with all our heart. Verse 11, when I considered that all I had accomplished and what had labored to achieve, I found everything to be futile and a pursuit of the wind. There was nothing to be gained under the sun. When you seek the pleasures of the world for the pleasures of the world because it feels good to me, you are chasing the wind. And there is nothing to be gained under the sun. But when we seek God in everything to be gained for pursuit and labor for God, then God will provide everything you need under the sun. Notice I said everything you need, not everything you want. Sometimes you want things that's not good for you. You got just like a father says, you don't know. But you know what? If you seek God with all your heart and you serve God with all your heart, then God will be. So don't seek the worldly pleasures being empty, lonely. But seek God with all your heart. Be filled with His joy and forever in His presence. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we come before you, we praise and glorify your name. We thank you, dear Lord, for your words of wisdom that you provided this song to us, dear Lord. We pray for your words. We take these words and we remember that we seek God to lead us.